It has not changed. He has given us a more perfect and complete way. Because the Levites could stand there every year ministering to the same sins. And now whom the Son makes free, He's free indeed. You don't have to sin. You don't have to disobey Yahweh. You don't have to transgress. We are free. And we say to the enemy of hell that charges us before Yah, what is the charge? What is the accusation? For there is no validity to that, Yah. My hands are lifted unto you. If there be any sin and vile thing in me, judge me, my Abba. I want the truth. I don't want something passive. I want Yah to speak unto me. Correct me, my Abba. I don't want some man standing before me shallow and weak and speaking things that arouse my flesh. I want him to drive out the thing that opposes Yah from the inward parts, whereby the fire of his words will be kindled in me. That's what I want. Hallelujah. Nothing else. Well, Pastor Robert said that was, as many would say, that's the old covenant. Yah, has his age changed? Has the age of Yahweh changed? Has he changed almost 6,000 years ago till now? He has not grown one day older, one second older. He is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Yahshua is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. The word of Yahweh was the same then. It was the same during Yeshua, and is even evermore the same in this hour. It has not changed, brothers and sisters. We have had ignorant men to teach us, and they did not know because they did not labor before Yah. I was reading this morning what the scripture says, you daughters of Zion, labor before Yahweh and teach. Listen, and teach your daughters, and teach your daughters, and teach the daughters how to wail, how to cry before Yahweh. And some of you flatheads and wicked ones, you don't have a desire or passion for scripture. He said, teach your daughters how to wail. You taught them how to be rebellious and hellish, but you have not taught them how to wail before Yah. He says, labor, mothers, before Yah, and teach the daughters how to wail. Teach them how to cry out. Teach them how to see. Teach them how to yearn from their inward parts. Some of you all sit here, dead is dead. I'm a lively man. Hallelujah. Everything I do is lively. Even when I reprove is lively. Sure it is. Hallelujah. Well, that's not relevant for us. It is for me. Scripture says in 1 Peter, in Kepha, 1 Peter chapter 1. I like this. He gives us the assurance of our benefit through Yahshua. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 1. It says, Shimon, Shimon, Kepha, Simon Peter, an apostle, Salat Hach, an apostle of Yahshua HaMashiach, he says to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Gulut, and Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. He's all of the house of Israel. He gives us assurance in verse 2. He tells me, elect, chosen, picked, according to your grandmother's prayer. According to who? The foreknowledge of Yahweh, our what? Our Abba. You were not elected by the prayers of your grandmother, about the prayers of your aunt, or the prayers of your daddy. He said, did he not preference first elect? You were elect according to the foreknowledge of Yahweh, our Abba, through the set apartness or the sanctification of the Ruah. And that's what the Ruah does. It sanctifies. It sets us apart. Listen. To the obedience. All that Yah command will we do. And will we obey. To the obedience. And the sprinkling of the tongue of Yahshua HaMashiach. Has it changed since Moshe sprinkled the blood? He said, by the sprinkling, hallelujah, for the blood, the Nazar has been sprinkled. By the sprinkling of the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach, favor to you and shalom be multiplied. The favor of Yah to you. And the shalom of Yah be multiplied in you. Because it is the sprinkling of atonement. It is the sprinkling of the blood. Yah has not changed. Hallelujah. So he brings us this day of atonement, and the blood of HaMashiach is sprinkled upon the house of Israel. Elect according to the foreknowledge of Yah, ordained for the purpose of Yah, that he brings us to this day, that the dam of Yahshua is sprinkled upon the house of Israel. Don't you understand? It's sprinkled there in Russia. It's sprinkled there in China. It is sprinkled from the throne of Almighty, from the altar of Yahweh. The blood sprinkling has not changed. We just don't need the bullocks and the asses and the goats and the pigeon offerings. We need the blood offering of HaMashiach, the sprinkling of that blood. Yahweh has not changed. Still takes the blood. Do you hear me? I don't care what this mystified pagan world says. The acts of pagan. He has taken the foolish things of this world that seems crazy. And he confounds the theologians and the intelligentsia of the world. It seems stupid for Moshe to sprinkle that blood. But it was the atonement. It was the kafar. It covered them, their sins. It covered their sickness. It covered their degenerate minds and their vile practices. It was that when Yah saw the blood, he said they're covered. And he has elected you to cover you by the dam of Yahshua. He's not covering you with Cadillacs and cars, Escalades, and any kind of vehicle you think is fine. Navigators are nothing. It is the dam. Hallelujah. It is the sprinkling of the high Kohen. Yahshua, after the order of Melchizedek, he takes the hyssop and he sprinkles us today. He sprinkles us and covers us. That's why we should celebrate it with gladness. Hallelujah. We need to celebrate it with gladness. Yah has not changed. Let no one kid us, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. If I go away from this truth, run. Flee and save yourself. I don't want to preach like this and I become a castaway. Hallelujah. I don't judge myself by some other standard. I judge myself by the standard of the word. I judge myself by what is spoken from this roster. I judge myself that way. Hallelujah. It is the word of Yahweh, it's Yahshua. It is that living word that judges me. It judges you. Hallelujah. So the sprinkling of the blood. That's why Yahweh says you labor on this day and you take it to be counterfeit, that the dam of Yahshua has no relevance. Hallelujah. For this day he sprinkles the house. That's why he says, come into Jerusalem. That's why this was the time of the year that all men had to go to Jerusalem. Wife may not have been able to go, but all men had to go. All boys that were 13, they had to go into Jerusalem. They had to go for this great activity. Why? Because it was a time of the year where everyone brought their offering into the bite of Almighty Yahweh. And it was an offering given unto him with pure purpose, because they had labored for weeks and months to get there. They had finished up the harvest, and they were getting close to that time, and they had to stand before the Kohen that the blood may be sprinkled upon them. And they went for the atonement. They knew how miserable and how dismal their lives were, what kind of sin they had done, but they knew that the act of that faith and the walk of faith, that Yah would purge and cleanse them, that he would be their Yashak, and he would save them from their own demise and their own destruction. And for us to take that lightly, we are less than a damnable fool. You can find you someone to preach according to your liking. I will not do it. I will not. I declare unto you the counsel that will save you, that will make you free, that will deliver you from bondage. This word is pure, every word of it. Every word of it is right. Hallelujah. Folks will be a mess there in Charlotte. They're trying to sprinkle some blood today. It'd be hard to get a cow when everybody's trying to get a red heifer. It had to be a certain kind of a heifer, too. It had to be a red heifer. Couldn't be a black heifer or a white heifer. It had to be a red heifer. And a heifer is one that hasn't had no bull in it. It had to produce a calf. It had to be a red heifer. It had to be a red heifer. Hallelujah. You're not going to find too many red heifers. And he wouldn't cover the house with it. But the dam of Yeshua covers the house. That's all right. Hallelujah. Don't have to go before the Kohen to be sprinkled again. We're sprinkled. Hallelujah. Before the high and the most high priest. Here we are. I would ask you all a question. I would read this in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23. Now, is he speaking to you when I read this? Does this speak to you? It speaks to me. He's speaking to me right here. Shaul is speaking to me. Ibrahim, Hebrews 12, 23. I hope this is making sense. It is to me. Shaul speaks here in Ibrahim 12, 23. He says to the general assembly, I'm a part of the general assembly, the call out of Yah, and congregation of the firstborn, birthed by the Ruah of Almighty Yahweh. I am a part of the congregation of the firstborn, which are written in the Shemayim. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Mine is. So he's talking to me right here. Shaul's talking to me right here. Because I'm a Hebrew Israelite. Name written in Hashemayim. He says, unto Yahweh, the Jehovah, the Shofet, the judge of some now, of all. Unto the Spirit, the Ruah, the Ruahim, a Sadiq of men made complete, made perfect. That the power of Torah is a serious order in them, and they delight in that. Verse 24, he says, and to Yahshua. I like that name. That's his name. He is the Yahshak of Yah. He said, and to Yahshua, the mediator. Glad to have a mediator. Glad to have one to stand for me before the Shofet. Yahweh is the judge, isn't he? My, but there's one that stands before him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not my filthy righteousness that is worth the minister rag of a woman. But he says to me, he addresses to Yahshua the mediator of the Brit Shadasa, the covenant of birth and life, and to the blood of sprinkling that speak a better thing than what Abel spoke. And so the sprinkling of this blood today is speak better than the sprinkling of the goats of heifers and asses. For this is the blood of Yahweh that sprinkle upon the house of Israel. Oh, this blood speaks better. Oh, yes. This blood speaks life. The sprinkling of his blood with the blood of Yahshua, the dam of Yahshua. Don't you want to sprinkle me, Yah? Sprinkle me. Sprinkle me. For it speaks a better thing. Hallelujah. For I know that I'm not under the yoke of that sin. Don't have to go back. Hallelujah. The priest continuously offer up the blood offerings that could not internally cleanse them from sin. But it's the sprinkling of this blood. Hallelujah. It is the torment of this dam. Hallelujah. It is the washing in this blood. Hallelujah. Not only does it wash your body, but it washes your mind. Wash your ruah. It washes your inner parts. It washes your lev. It washes your desire. It cleanses you. It is the power of the sprinkling of this blood. Hallelujah. It speaks better than the sprinkling of the blood of Moshe. It speaks of a better thing. It speaks of a complete covenant with Israel. Hallelujah. Speak to me, blood. Hallelujah. Let the blood, the dam of Yahshua, speak unto me. Sprinkle it upon me, Yahweh, and let it speak unto me. It speaks of better things. Things to come. And things that we have today. Hallelujah. And he says to us, see that you refuse him not that speaks. He's talking about Yahweh, he speaks. For if they escape not who refuse him that spoke on earth, Yahshua spoke on earth. I speak to you from an earthly plane today, don't I? Come on, brothers and sisters. I started the beginning. We live by every word that comes from Yah. I read unto us in the book of Wayira that Yah spoke unto Moshe. You may refuse what I say today, but I'm warning you, but much more shall you not escape if you turn away from him that spoke from Hashemayim. And so Yahweh spoke it. It is not David, but Yahweh spoke it from his heavens. And if you refuse to obey what he say, you're not going to escape. You can pacify, you can teach yourself and think you're going to escape. You're not going to escape. You may escape my words, but what he said, it is written. It is spoken and you shall not escape. You're not going to escape. You can escape my verbiage. You can leave or you can run out of here. But he has spoken it. He has spoken it. He said, this is the way it should be. It's going to be that way. You're not going to escape. You're not going to escape. No saying you can run, but you cannot hide. He looks high and he looks low. There's nothing that is not naked before Yahweh. So if you refuse me today, that's all right. But if you refuse him, that speaks from Hashemiah. You shall not escape. You shall not escape. For if a man does serve our work on that day and labor, and forget my brits, my covenant of life shall dasa with Israel, he shall be destroyed. And if you think you're not going to be destroyed, you're deceiving yourself. The word of Yah has not changed. It is a pure word. It is alive today as it was 6,000 years ago, nearly. And it will be alive tomorrow as it was in the beginning. For in the beginning was spoken and it created life. And when the word of Yahweh is spoken to you, it creates the life. What he has written in you, it brings life to not your will, but what he has placed in the level of Israel. I have been as ignorant as any man. I have. But when the light of truth shines, you don't turn away from it. You don't abandon that. You abandon your ways and your traditions. And you hear what Yah says. You're trying to establish something. I'm establishing truth. Nothing else. Not trying to establish some doctrine, but truth. And truth is the discipline of our lives. And that's what doctrine is. It disciplines us to walk in a certain fashion. Everything has a doctrine. The military has a doctrine, a code of order. And you must follow it precisely. Corporations have a code. The president of the United States, if something happens to him, then the vice president takes over. Something happened to them, then the secretary of defense of state takes over. So there's an order of everything. And don't tell me there's not an order to Yahweh. There's an order to the ways of Yahweh. And he speaks that unto to Israel. Hallelujah. And even when your heart condemns you, and even when your heart doesn't witness to the power of that truth, he will cause his word to be uttered and be spoken by one that you can witness. His faith follows. You know his works. You've seen the man's life. You understand his integrity. And the word of Yahweh will have impact and power upon you. That's why we know them that labor among us. And those that are honest, they lay everything open. They don't hide nothing. They don't try to be surmising or wicked, sneaky. They do everything in open. I'm not ashamed of anything. Well, I'm ashamed of me. But what I do before Yahweh when it comes to integrity and honesty in this place, I'm not ashamed of it. Hallelujah. Because I fear him that speaks to me. I have to do it wrong, woe unto me. You see, I don't want to holler like this. You all are not perspiring like me. You understand? You don't feel the tightening of your back because of the little cramp there, the muscle. But I'm not tired yet. I'm going to finish this today. Hallelujah. His brit shadasa, the covenant of life, the covenant of promise, the covenant from the bosom of Yahweh, the sprinkling of the dam of Yahshua. So you're not going to escape. So did that speak only to me or did it speak to you? It spoke to all Israel. It spoke to us. It did to me. Shaul instructs us in the 10th chapter of Ibrahim. He teaches us here. He talks about the insufficiency of the sacrifices that were offered to take away sins, to show us the necessity of the offering of Yahshua to purge us and to cleanse us from all sins. He says in Ibrahim 10, chapter 10, verse 1, he says to you, the Torah, having a shadow of 12 things to come. See, the Torah is not done away with. The sprinkling of the blood of Moshe, it was a shadow of the great thing to come. And the great thing to come was the sprinkling of the dam of Yahshua. That's greater than the blood of the red heifers. So it's a shadow. And because it's a shadow, that doesn't mean that it's insignificant. is a shadow. Shadow's not done away when the thing comes. The shadow of the purpose of it is amplified even the greater. And we can see the nuances in the shadows of the things to come. And not the very image of the thing can never with those sacrifices which they offer year by year continuously make the comer thereunto perfect. They can never make them perfect. But once the sprinkling of the dam of Yeshua, it has caused us that are Israel, that our minds can be pure. To the pure, all things are pure. To us that are undefiled and unbelieving, there is nothing pure. So the shadow of the type to come, it was a pure thing for Israel. And when we see the manifestation of that power, we rejoice in every word of Yahweh. We rejoice in everything that He speaks unto us. He says, for then, would they then have ceased to be offered? If it could be, it would have been ceased to be offered. If the red heifer could do it, there were no purpose for it. But they had to come year in and year out. It is one thing about Israel, we can go before the throne of Yahweh daily, all day, every second that our mind is steadfast on Him, our thoughts on Him, where no power or sin has authority to rule. We will not trust Christ the Torah. We have to do it every year, offering the sacrifices. Because the worshipers, once purged, should have no more conscience of the awareness of sin. Is that all right? It's one thing that the dam of Yeshua does, it purges us. Oh yes, He is our kapha. He purges us, He cleanses us. He pulls that dross away from us. We have no conscience of our sins. I don't have no conscience. It does not torment me what I did a year ago or yesterday. I have no conscience of that sin because that atonement cleansed the conscience of sin. It takes me, honey, let me tell you, I don't care what the sin has been. I don't care what a man has done. I don't care what your sin has been, daughter. I don't care which way you have gone, what way you have walked, how vile it was, how wicked, how despicable, how unclean you felt. But the power of this dharma, the power of the blood of Yeshua, it cleanses your conscience, your mind. It cleanses you of all of your sin. And there is no power of condemnation from hell. I don't care how you feel, but this dam, it purges the conscience. Hallelujah. You're not tormented. You see, they will go at the year, they will offer up their blood offerings, and yet they will leave and their conscience was still filled with the thought of that sin. I killed that man and I was wrong. I slept with his wife and I knew I should not have done that. We have slept with strange women. We have done strange religious practices. We have walked in strange ways. That's what the strange woman is. We have committed adultery. We have committed every sin, every vile act against the Torah that can be committed. But it's one thing about the dam on this kafar today, that it cleanses our conscience, and there is no guilt or no power of condemnation. That's all right by me. I've done some wicked things, and if my conscience had to bear that, I could not stand here and preach with assurance. I could not stand before you, for the weight of that burden will be so heavy, I cannot bear it, Yahweh. That's why I celebrate Yeshua. That's why I barak Yah. For it is that dam, hallelujah, that has cleansed my conscience of every evil work I've done, every vile thing I've thought, every corrupt thing that my mind was driven by. Hallelujah. That's all right. I'm so glad that you mandated us on this day to come. No labor, Yah, that we may hear from Hashemayim. Speak unto Israel. Speak unto us. Hallelujah. You will have men today speak these little pacified messages. But I speak of the blood, the dam of Yeshua. I speak of nothing else. The hyssop. And I sprinkle the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. He goes on to say in verse 3, but in those sacrifices, there is a yearly reminder of sin. He has taken your sin today, brothers and sisters, and cast them away as far from you as the east is from the west. I don't know how far that is, but that's all right. I'm not burdened out. I don't have no guilt complex. Hallelujah. They were reminded yearly of their sins. For it is impossible that the dam of blood, the dam of bulls and of goats should take away the sins. It was a shadow, listen, of things to come. Even though they were faithful, they were cleansed. But it was a reminder, a year reminder. That's why they went to be reminded of their sins. You don't have to get up in the morning and be reminded of your sins. For the mercies of Yahweh were renewed when He woke you up. He called His elect by name. And He said, God, get up. He said, Eunice, get up. He said, James, get up. He said, Laura, get up. And My mercies shall shine upon you. Hallelujah. You may have gone to bed full of sin, angry, with hatred, and sin in your mind. But when He awakened you that morning, that was a reminder of your sins, your vile nature. That's all right by me. I can shout hallelujah on that one. For that mediator just sprinkled the blood. The blood on your conscience. When you woke up that morning, you were fresh. And you told the Yah, say, bless you. Hallelujah. I did wrong, Yah, but that's all right. I brought you, Yahweh, for my conscience. They have not condemned me, Almighty Yahweh. Let Him sprinkle His blood upon your conscience. Hallelujah. Wherefore would He come, when Joshua come into the world? He says, you did not desire, but a body have you prepared for Me. He's prepared the body. He cannot make no mistakes. No imperfections in the body He prepared. Verse 6, He said, in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure, Yahweh. He didn't have no pleasure. Hallelujah. The only pleasure He had in was the obedience. But He had no pleasure. Then said I, Yahshua, behold, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of Me to do Your will, O Yahweh. He said, I came to do the will of My Abba. Do you all hear that? He said, the book is written of Me because I'm the power of this Brit Shadash. I'm the word of Yahweh. And every word of the book, it is Me. It is written of Me because I'm the living word of Yahweh. And I come to do the will of My Abba. That's why He's written in the volume of the book, because He is the words. He is the word of Yahweh. He came in the volume of the throne. He is the words. Every word in here is Him. Because He is that. It was just a body prepared for Him. That's all right. The body of the bullocks could not do it. But that body could. And I'm glad about it. As old Bishop would say, I'm glad about it. And I'm glad about that. Hallelujah. It leaves a sweet flavor in your mouth. Hallelujah. It makes your palate refresh. And you can taste it. All this week you'll be able to taste what you've eaten. Deacon Horn said to me, I was making the sausages other night. So I said to him, take this one and have your wife to cook it for you. And he said something to me the other day. I said to him, Brother James, we were sitting there. I said, how was that sausage? He said this. And that lets me know how well it was prepared. He said, when I ate it, you could still taste it on your taste buds. He said, I could sense it on my palate. He said, even after I went to bed, I could still taste the flavor. You see, that's what wonderful food is about. You can sense it on your taste buds. It's in your palate. You can taste it at the table of Yah. You can eat it tonight and you get up and not hungry. You can eat it in the morning and it will not spoil your belly. It will not make you sick, but it will cause you to rejoice. That's what we need the whole stay of the bread. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need the whole stay. When you eat this bread, when you eat this part of Yahshua, Ma, you can feel Him in your hands, your arthritic hands and your knees. When you got pains, you can feel Him there, for He is the atonement of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Taste and see our power. love. Yeah, he is. For his word is come. You're going to taste this. You're going to sense this on your palate. Hallelujah. He said, I can sense the flavors. I can sense the spices. Even in my tongue. Why? Come on, brothers and sisters. When we eat this blood of Yeshua, we drink this blood, you can sense it in your mouth. You can sense it in your body. Oh, yes, you can. All the ingredients are right. Hallelujah. He has allowed you to tamper with the ingredients. He poured them all into that body that was prepared to be the atonement for our sins, Israel. And all the ingredients were right. You don't need to tamper with it. You don't need to change. Every word is pure. And Yahshua is every word of Yah. He is every word of Yah. He is every word. He is in Shemoth. He is in Exodus. He is in Wayira. He is in Devarim. He is in Gileana. He is in Yakohan. He is every word. He is every word of Yah. The Kohen can never offer up a sacrifice without following the stipulations of Torah. He had to do it precisely like Torah commanded him. He could not do it any other way. When the sons of Eli, Phinehas and Hophni, when they began to alter that, it brought death. You must do it Yahweh's way. Hallelujah. There's only one way. Yahweh's way. Hallelujah. A body he prepared him. Hallelujah. Yahshua did not destroy the offering. He destroyed the system of the offering. He did not destroy the dumb offering. He destroyed the way those corrupt men did it. And now he's given us a better and a more living way. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 9, that he said, Lo, I come to do your will, Yahweh. He take away the first, that he may establish the second. He did not take away the Torah. He took away the system of the offering. He took away the blood offering of the bull. I'm glad of that. We have no red heifers out here. We would have been in trouble. And don't you know the merchandising of man? They would charge you tens of thousands for a red heifer. You pay $5,000 for a bull today. And if it's a registered bull, you pay $250,000, $500,000 for a cow. Can you imagine if man with his corruption raising red heifers? We have to offer red heifers. We will be out of the covenant relationship with Yahweh. But the body was prepared. Hallelujah. And it wasn't prepared by man, but it was prepared by Yahweh. I'm glad that we don't have to offer the blood of a red heifer. I'm glad that Yahshua tore down that way and that offering, and he established the way of Yah in the power of his body. I'm glad of that. I'm glad he tore it down. We would have no hope. You would have no promise. You have to do it the way Yahweh commanded. I'm glad he tore it down. I don't care what the Jews say. I don't care what those that think they're Hebrew Israelites, what they say. He came to destroy the first, to establish a new and living and a better way. It was a way that was renewed. Hallelujah. Where the word of Yahweh will become like fire in you. It will burn like an auger down in your soul. You will take delight that he called you Israel to come before him and offer up an offering with fire to celebrate Yahshua, to celebrate the Kephah, the atonement of Yahshua. You are to be glad. He elected you. I can't elect no one. And if you elected someone, it will only be those that you know, for whom he foreknew. For whom he foreknew. For whom he foreknew. He knew you. He knew you, Brother Charles. For whom he foreknew. He elected you. Come on back there, Brother Allen. He foreknew you. Come on, Brother Jason. I know you're a young man, but he foreknew you. Yes, Sister Jaquetta, he foreknew you. Whom he foreknew, he elected, he called to become sons and daughters of Josiah. Hallelujah. See, if it was my election, it would be those that I know. I'm glad it's not my calling. I'm so glad, yeah. I'm so glad it's not my calling. Hallelujah. It's not my calling. It's not my calling. Hallelujah. It's not my calling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He foreknew us. And he elected us. Hallelujah. Not by some grace. Not by some wicked grace. Not by some goddess grace. He foreknew you. Yahweh elected you. Not by mama's prayer, not by daddy's prayers. He foreknew you, Israel. And he brought you into Jerusalem. And he stand before you. And he speak of the dam, the blood of Yahshua. With the hyssop of the blood of Yahshua, the hyssop. Speak of the blood upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They cannot take away the sins. Every Kohen standing daily ministering, he's serving and offering oftentimes the same offering. Hallelujah. Which can never take away sin. Which could never. But this man, that's all right. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin continuously, he sat down at the right hand of Yahweh. Hallelujah. He sat down beside Yahweh, waiting from then, from that point, he waiting from then on until his enemies be made his footstool. Why? Because the works are finished. There was no other sacrifice. Your tears are not the power of your sacrifice. Your crying is not that. It's the dam of Yahshua. That's your atonement. Your tears don't atone you. Your crying doesn't atone you. It is offering by this one man. Hallelujah. That's all right. By this one man. And now he sits at the right hand of Yah, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. For by one offering, he has perfected continuously them that are set apart. Do you hear that, brothers and sisters? It's not by your works of righteousness, but it's according to the Sadiqah of Almighty Yahweh that he has saved us. He has washed us. And he has regenerated us. He sits at the right hand by his offering. He has perfected continuously. We are perfected continuously. We that are set apart and sanctified for the purpose of Yahweh. That's why he has not changed it. He wrote something in you to keep you. He put his Torah in you, Yisrael. He put a government in you. When you get out of the way of the government, it lets you know. The Ruah is there, the command of Yah. The commander. The Ruah says you're wrong. Get in line with Torah. Hallelujah, that's what it teaches us. It doesn't make us act like monkeys and jump up and down like crazy folks. It doesn't do that. Oh, you jump up and down. You're not going to flay yourself in like some naked hound. Falling back to it, you dress over your head. Nah, the Ruah does things all decent in order. The Torah is decent. It's an orderly writ unto us. And the Ruah of Yahweh does things all things decent in order. We're not children. We're adults. We are mature in the things of Yahweh. We mature daily in the things of Yahweh. We follow the things precisely. Hallelujah. So in the military, when they tell you to dress it right and cover it down, you know what it meant. You dressed it right. What that means? You look to the right. You make sure as long as you line up with the ones to the right, you're in line. Cover down. Hallelujah. You knew it was 40 inches. Every step was 40 inches. And the thing would be so precise, it would be so synchronized. It was a beautiful art just to watch it. Every boot hit the ground at the same time. Be a rhythm. There'd be a song coming from the feet. Sure would be. Hearing those sounds would inspire you. We hear the sound of the shofar, the day of atonement. He has atoned Israel. Yahshua, Yahshua. Hallelujah. Verse 15. And the Ruach HaKodesh also is a witness for us. For after that he's, after that he has said before, this is the Brit, the covenant, that I will make with him after those days. He said it in the Yeremiah. Says the Master Yahweh, I will put my Torah in their levim and in their mind, and I will write them. That's all right, brothers and sisters. He has put his Torah in Israel. Let this world not fool you. He will put his Torah, his law, his Torah in their mind. And their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. See, yearly their sins were remembered. He said, because I put something in you, I remember them no more. Now, where remission or forgiveness of sin, there is no more offering for sin. Don't need no more blood offerings. For the offering is sufficient. Don't need no red heifers. Don't need no pigeons. Don't need no escape offering, no goat offering. For our sins are in, their sins are remiss. They are forgiven. For our sins are forgiven. For the sins of Israel are forgiven. Hallelujah. How do you know that? Because they will fulfill in Yahshua. They'll fulfill in Yahshua. He says in the 9th chapter of the same book. I want to read this. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish this. I feel no ways tired. He says in the 9th chapter of Ibram 9:11. He said, but Hamoshiach, but Moshek, Yahshua, has now become the high Kohen, or the Kohen HaGadol, of tough things to come. By eight. Now you notice that he has become the high priest of things to come, the high Kohen of things to come, alright? That's what it says, doesn't it? Things to come. So that's why this time of atonement at this Tippah, it is a time to show us that things to come. He's become the high Kohen of things to come by a greater and a more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. That is to say, not of this creation or this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own dam, he entered once into the Kadosh HaKadoshim, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Do you hear that? He didn't have to go in once a year like the high Kohen, but he went in once. Come on, brothers and sisters. And by the offering of that blood, he has obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the dam of blood and goats and the ashes of red heifer sprinkle and unclean or defile sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, if it caused them to be clean, how much more? How much more? I like this better here. How much more shall the dam of Hamashiach, who through the eternal Ruah offer himself without spot to Yahweh, purge, purify your conscience, that there is no remembrance of sin from dead works to serve. Listen, to serve the living Abba, to serve Yahweh, to serve Yahweh. Yahweh seeks those to worship him in Ruah and truth. Amen. He wants us to worship him, brothers and sisters. He doesn't want us to come before him half-cocked. So he purged our dead conscience that were full of sin. See, when sin is finished, it brings forth death. There's no life in you. When you allow sin to finish, Yahshua, the dam of Yahshua, purged our conscience from the dead works of sin. That we walk in a new and a living way, a renewed and a living way. That we can truly worship Yahweh. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the Brit Shodasa. That by the means of his death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first bread, so that those who are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. I am called and I am elect. I shall receive my eternal inheritance. It didn't come by bullocks and goats, but it comes by the redemption power of Almighty Yahweh in the body of clay in Yahshua. We have redemption and eternal inheritance. It is not something that is for a period of time. It is eternal. It is limitless. It is without time, brothers and sisters. Don't sell ourselves for some little trickers of this lifetime. These things pass away. Yahweh is eternal. His kingdom is eternal. Hallelujah. And he tells us here in verse 16, for where there is a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. I bless y'all for the death of Yahshua. That's why his death means nothing unless the life was the true testimony of Yahweh. For a testament, a brit, is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength while he lives. You see, even the red heifer was of no strength until it was dead and the blood sprinkled. And so the testimony of Yahweh is of no power unless Yahshua died. And he had to die. The heifer had to die. The goat, the blood had to be sprinkled. Sure it had to. For the testimony was a sure thing that Yah commanded us to do it. And we do with all faithfulness and obedience. Whereupon neither the first brit covenant was dedicated without blood. It could not have been dedicated without blood. So in this covenant, this renewed brit of Yah, it cannot be dedicated, it cannot be made solid without the blood of Yahshua. For when Moshe had spoken every commandment, every precept to all the people according to the what? According to the Torah. Yahshua did not come to destroy the Torah. According to the Torah, he took the dam, the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop. And he sprinkled both the book, the scroll, and some of the people. The book is sprinkled. For Yahshua said, behold, I come in the volume of the book. For every word is Yahshua, and it is written of me. And without the blood of Yahshua sprinkled upon the book, it is of no power and of no effect, none whatsoever. But because of that blood, because it has been sprinkled upon the scroll, we have the effectual working of the power of Yahweh in us. How do I know? Because my conscience is purged from the condemnation of sin in all of my vile ways. I don't remember what I did a year ago. I don't remember what I did 6 months ago, or 6 weeks ago, or 6 days ago, or 6 hours ago. For the conscience is purged. The blood of heifers and goats could not purge it. But this man, his blood for once purged us. Purged our conscience of the guilt power that Satan could use to condemn us and have the power of the fear of death over us. But to us now, the fear of death has no strength. Because we have no fear of death. For me to live is Yahshua HaMashiach. And for me to die is the gain of the presence of my Abba. Precious in the sight of Yah is the death of his Kiddushim. So death has no stronghold over us. Death has no torment to us. Death has no ruling authority in our lives. Because our conscience are clear. And our conscience are made at ease from the power of sin. That's all right. Whatever you've done, it's all right. Yahshua says, I've covered it. And the sprinkling of the blood is sufficient. No, Dave Roberts can't do it, neither can you. But he said, I can. The sprinkling. The sprinkling of that blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to close with a few more verses. Here in the book of Romans 3. Verse 21. Yeshua talks about the power of this, the mercies of Yahweh, and what strength we have through the faith of the Tzaddikah, of the righteousness of Yahshua. And yet in all of this, he's letting the house of Israel know that the Torah has not been done away with. He says in Romans chapter 3, verse 21, he says, but now the Tzaddikah of Yahweh, apart, the Torah is manifest, being witnessed by the Torah and the Nabis. Now he's talking about the faith in the Torah that speaks of Yahshua, HaMashiach. You cannot receive eternal life without obeying that internal Torah that Yah has written in us. And Yahshua is the witness of that he has put that truth in us, written that in us. Even the Siddiqah of Yahweh, which is by Imunah, by faith, see, that's the righteousness of Yah. We have faith in Yeshua, HaMashiach, to all and upon all them who believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the spirit of the Tifereth of Yahweh, being justified freely by the unmerited love and favor through the redemption that is in Yeshua HaMashiach. Our redemption is in Yeshua, whom Yahweh has set forth to be a kafar, a propitiation, through faith in His blood. Without the blood of Yeshua, we have no eternal inheritance. So the blood offering, it has not been done away. It has been complete in Yeshua. And so on this day of atonement, the kafar of Yah, the sprinkling of the dam of Yeshua, as we gather in Jerusalem, in the before Yahweh, for we know that that dam that has been sprinkled upon us, it is sufficient. It has cleansed us and washed our conscience from the guilt of all sins. I don't care what the sin has been. Hallelujah. For we are free. To declare, I say at this time, His Siddiqah, His righteousness, that He might be Siddiq and the justifier of anyone who believes on Yeshua. You must believe on Yeshua. He said He comes in the volume of the book, did He not? So every word that is in the book is Yeshua. You must believe on Yeshua. It is Yahweh that justifies us. It is not ourselves. Yahweh justifies us. Yeshua is the mediator. He makes sure that there's nothing come between us and our Abba. The enemy may try, but that atonement of Yeshua is sufficient. You got those that are in what we call Judaism. They will go today and they will spend all day. And they will think it's because of their works and their philanthropy and their wonderful deeds that that's the atonement for their sins. Not so. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. None whatsoever. They can cry all they want to. They can fast and beat themselves and press on their palastery all they want to. Yah has taken that Torah from the palastery and put it in the lap of Yisrael. I don't need to feel my arm for the palastery because Yeshua is my arm of strength. What I know, I go to the inward parts. Something that is written cannot be defied by me. Cannot be changed by me. I may try to shut it out, but it's still the living power of Almighty Yahweh. He has put something in Yisrael. That's why He tells us, if I speak to you, you better hear what I say. I don't give a damn what the world says. I don't care what your job says. I don't care what man says. It's better to go into the kingdom missing arms, eyes, and all, than to go in the hell with all arms and riches and be separated from Yah. Obey Yahweh. Hallelujah. Close here in the book of Romans. Hallelujah. Romans 5. He said, you're saved, brothers and sisters. How, Yah? Romans 5 and verse 8. But Yahweh, I love this here, commends His love, His ahava, toward us. Are you a part of that us? I am. He commends His ahava toward us in that while we were yet sinners, HaMashiach died for us. We were sinners. We were wicked. Did He die for you? Did He commend His love toward us? And we were sinners? Did He die for us? He still died for us. Much more than we being made Siddiq or righteous by His blood, by His dam, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, listen now, we were enemies, were we not? We were reconciled, we were restored to Yahweh by the death of His Son. That's how we were restored. By this testament, this Brit, by His Son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved. We shall be saved by His life. Israel was restored even though they were wicked and sinful. We were reconciled, although we were sinners. We were the elect of Yah. Even though we were vile and wicked and ignorant, he said, that one is mine, I have elected him. We have been reconciled, restored unto Yah by Yahshua. So is this love commended unto us? Not mama's prayers. Oh, I prayed for you for years and meant nothing. We were reconciled by his own love. He wanted to show us his love. That's what God wants to show you. It's him. He has done the work. Not you or me. It's him. He said, even though you were sinners and enemies, I reconciled you. I brought you back. I knew you were wicked, but I still brought you back. Because you're my love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're saved by the life of Yeshua. And not only so, but we also boast in Yahweh through our Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach, by whom we have now received the atonement, the kafar. It's by Yahshua this day you have now received the atonement, the kafar. You're covered. Covered by the blood. Covered in the cloak of Sadiqah, the righteousness of Yah. It is by Yahshua today, this day, not by the bullocks and the asses. It's by Yahshua today you receive your atonement. Receive the atonement of Almighty Yahweh. Receive his atonement. There's a saying in the Arabic that is spoken among the Arabics that they will say, Zu'at li kafa, the atonement, the atonement, the atonement. Zu'at li kafa, Zu'at li kafa. Yeshua, Zu'at li kafa, for he is my atonement. Receive the atonement of his truth. May Yahweh strengthen you. May he cause his son, Yeshua, to shine richly upon us. May the light of his truth fill your love. That you rejoice greatly. That you rejoice. I told the Yah for his time of festivity that are coming as we draw near unto Sukkot. We're going to be busy for the next 2 days. And Wednesday, we began to enjoy the wonderful rest of fellowship and wonderful activities that Yah will grant unto us to be a part of. As there will be some coming from different places to be with us. We bless Yah for that. I know there are those that say they're coming, they may not make it. And we understand that. But there are those that will be here to be a part of the great fellowship. And I look forward to that. Beginning on Wednesday evening, we will have a wonderful service. And all during the week, until the following Thursday, the last great day, we shall celebrate. And the first day and the last day, they are Shabbat and Shabbatons. They are days of rest. Yah means what he says. Can I show you how serious he is? He tells his appointed unto all men once they die, doesn't he? Is that in the word? So is that when he said, we do not honor this time. You reject Yahshua. You reject that atonement. We're fools. And that is what this time is for. It's a memorial, a reminder of the beauty of Yahshua. That we celebrate him. We celebrate birthdays, Martin Luther King days, president days, pagan days, glutton days, drunken days, Super Bowls. The whole world just about watched the Super Bowl. Close to 1 billion people watched the Super Bowl. Probably 1.2 billion people. They watched the Super Bowl. Christmas is celebrated in every nation. When it comes to Yahweh, his memorial, his mikrah, and this is a mikrah, it is a convocation that we set our minds away from the world. I say often to brothers when we're here doing the feast days, I'm thinking the whole world is that. I have a sense that the whole world is quiet that day. But I know that the world is robust. We just don't go out, so we have no sense. But to me, I'm thinking that the whole world understands the beauty of this time. In the kingdom age, we're going to keep the feast of Yah. It's a time of celebratory events that we celebrate our bond, fellowship, that men. That's why the scripture says, behold, how tolerant and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Because Sukkoth was a time of unity. And all Israel, they had no certain dwelling places. They would come, set up a place, and they would celebrate the offerings unto Yah in this great time, in this great season. It is a valid time. It's important. I was not trained with this knowledge. And Yah just spoke these things by His word unto me. Studying. Not books. I don't have no books. I don't mind reading what other men say. I'm not arrogant. But I had no books. No books. A few dictionaries, that's all I need. I just get in the book. And if I'm a son of Yah, then His riches He's going to open up to me, right? Does not health and wealth come from Yah? Does not the word create health in us? Is it not a tremendous wealth unto us? So He gives that to His servants. Yahshua, before He ascended, He descended. He gave gifts unto men to declare the strength of Yahweh in the house of Israel. And I'm not here for no monies. I don't care about no monies. I don't. Hallelujah. That means nothing to me. There are people send offerings here and they say, Pastor Robert, use it. Whatever way, use it. What they're trying to say. And they put there my name. I'm just as faithful as the brothers when the offerings come as they are. That week I could spend $1,500, $2,000 because that's what the kind of offerings come in. I don't do that. I've never done that. I don't care what no one has said. I've never done that with the people. I've never abused the money. Well, you drive that car. There was a 99. Yeah, I drive that because when I need to go, they're not. When people need someone to preach, although these brothers are preaching, they receive them because I send them. That's why. Receive them because I send the brothers. And so when I go somewhere, I want to be able to get there. Hallelujah. I wouldn't spend no $30,000 for no car. I wouldn't buy a used one. I wouldn't buy a new car. Hallelujah. That for no more than I'll drive that where we need to go. That'll get me there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I have not been abusive. I can say with all integrity and all honesty, I've not closed the books on my brothers. I've not hidden the finances. I've not done that. Hallelujah. I don't mind telling them what we've had and what we've spent. I don't mind that. And they know I tell them. I don't hide nothing. I don't hide one thing. Hallelujah. Tell them what we spent. Tell them what we got. Spent that. $10,000 here, $15,000 there, $5,000 there. Sure I do. Hallelujah. Had to give out $3,000. We gave out this one $100, that one $100, that one $125. Come on. Everything is shared among us. You all know that. I'm happy today. I am. May Yah bless you all today. May He strengthen you all. You that are listening by the live stream, wonderful. The house will be packed by the live stream. I heard from a sister down there in New Orleans, Sister Velma. She writes, and the family there in California, brother, and help me, Yah. Their names. I know their name. They're in Modesto, California. They listen all the time. Bless you all. And family there in Chicago. We have people listening from all over. They really do, brothers and sisters. It surprised me, the people who listen. There was someone wrote me from Concord asking me, do I have anyone in that area? I said, you're only an hour, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes away. Just come on out, Highway 601, you're straight here. Or listen to us on the live broadcast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there are people listening all over the world. They listen all over the world. They listen. They listen. They may not understand. A brother wrote me from the Philippines. There was some Filipina. What was that country? I believe it was the Philippines somewhere. And the way the brother wrote this letter, his knowledge of truth. I wrote him back. I said, brother, you know it's amazing because people in this country don't think brothers like you have the ability or the knowledge or the direction of truth like you have. I marvel at what he said in the letter. It was simple, but it was so precise. Such a wise letter. Seed of Israel scattered. Yah's going to bring them to Jerusalem. The new Jerusalem. and there shall we be. May Yabarak Yiwi. We will have a little gathering this afternoon in the dining hall. Come on, Brother Patrick. Isn't that all right? That's all right by me. He said he will cause men to give unto our bosom. Come on, y'all. Come on, sing my song. You all know what it is. We get back to our old song. But I like this one. May Yabarak, you all that are listening, wherever you're listening from. We heard from Brother Jerry. He sent, I love you, Brother Jerry, if you're listening. He sent a, what is that thing that, not the coffee, but what? What was that, Elder Wyman? Espresso. I don't know who drinks that here. I mean, it's one of those high dollar ones. We don't need no espresso. I don't know who drinks that. Who drinks that? Who like espresso, that thick coffee and all that? But he sent one. It's a real nice one. I mean, this is a real nice one. This one is nice. You got to register this thing on to the company. It's nice. Hadn't heard from them in a long time. May Yah strengthen you all. I wish I could think of my family there in Modesto, California. Very kind. They're offerings. The tender kindness toward this work. I know your name, brother and sister. We bless you all, you whoever you're listening. This song is for all you all that are listening and join us today. May Yah barak you all today. Hallelujah.
Through and through.
Stand to our feet. May the strength of Yahweh rest upon Israel. As we do barak you this day, Almighty Yahweh, for the promises and the tikvah we have in Yeshua, today, for the simplicity of your truth, we're glad that you spoke to me today. I shall esteem you and worship you. I told you for all things. For all of your faithfulness and your kindness, your truth toward us all. Yeah, I want to bless you for all the brothers, especially the ones here that have been so faithful, Yah, given their kindness. I bless you for them, Yah. Bless them all. The sisters, the labor, the faithfulness, their kindness. Those that are listening in, those that send the offerings. Their kind gifts, Yahweh. Man like Brother Jerome James there in Dallas, Texas. The tremendous offerings, Yahweh. Very quiet. Never writes, never says anything. Write him all the time, Yahweh. He's a quiet man. Bless him, I pray. All those that send their gifts, Yahweh. Brother Paul Nissan, all of them, Yahweh. You know them all. We told you for the victory in Yeshua. Bless us this day as we rejoice in this Kippur, this kafah you have given unto us as atonement. For we celebrate Yeshua and the blood offering. We have faith and confidence in that blood. And all Israel cried, Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We know that the excellence,
hallelujah,
your strength is mighty. We trust you today, Almighty Yahweh. Bless your people. And strengthen all those that are listening today by the live internet stream. And everyone that will hear this message in whatever form. By whatever means and whatever way, we pray that it will have your anointing, your power upon it. That will stir their inward parts. They began to ask and to inquire, who is this mighty one of Israel? What is his name? And the power of his Hamashiach, the propitiation. For our sins, the kafah, the atonement, for his house, his people, what is his name, that I may declare his honor among the generations. And today, Almighty Yahweh, we declare the honor of your name, Yahweh, and the name whereby there is salvation in no other name. The name of Yeshua. Oh yes, I declare it. We bless you for the knowledge that you have revealed in all of our ignorance, in all of our unlearned ways. You had your heart upon Israel. You began to feed us with the bread. It seemed as though it was distasteful. Didn't understand. We're ignorant. But as we began to eat, the dainties from your table, yeah. Ah, yes. That the witness of your truth, Yeshua the Lamb, became real and alive. And as the old Kid Ushin would say, he's real in me. He's real down in my inward parts. Oh, yes, yeah. And they would cry and feel him because he's real.
And your word is real today, Yahweh. It's real in me, Yahweh. Your Habashiach is real, for he is real in me. The power of that truth is real, Yahweh. For I sense it in my inward parts. For what you have written in Israel, it is real. And no man can destroy it. No man can remove that. For your word is real. And it's real in Israel. And when you speak unto Israel, they shall hear. They shall hear your words. And every word will be precious unto Israel. We say to you, our Abba, if we are Israel today, speak unto us, not by some philosophy whereby the man shall speak today, not by any private interpretation of Scripture, but speak. And when you speak, you make it plain. You stir the inward parts of Israel. Stir us up today, Yahweh. Stir up the ingredients you have placed in Israel, your Torah, your statutes, your commands, your mitzvah. Stir them up that we may drink of the cup of Almighty Yahweh, and we may rejoice in the fresh water and bathe in the living water, the living word Yahshua, that we may be cleansed and washed from all of our sins. For we do declare by what is written, Yahshua has made us free, and we are free. And we are free indeed. And we declare that this day, this time of Kafa, this atonement, we declare it, that we are free in Yahshua to Ahava, to worship, to Barak, to Shabaka, to exalt, to esteem you, Almighty Yahweh. For you seek such to worship you. And help us this day to worship you. Ruah, the spirit of life. And Imatz, the truth that brings liberation unto Israel. That we dance in the Ruah, the spirit. And we sing with great songs of praises unto our Abba. We say to you, Yahweh, with lips, tongues, mouths, but for one purpose, we say unto you, our Abba, Todayah, 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 O Israel, Todayah, hallelujah, 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 way. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, we shall hear from Yahweh this day, for Yahshua is in the midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shalom Yisrael. You may be seated. Hallelujah. 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 For it is the word of Almighty Yahweh that is the everlasting strength unto Yisrael. When everything fell, when everything is succumbed to the powers that shall dominate in this world, we have a sure strength, and that is the living word of Almighty Yahweh. And I do barak him for that. I esteem him mightily for the power of his living truth. Yahshua is real because he's real in me, and the power of his truth is real in me.
It is time that Israel hear what Yahweh speaks unto his bayat. And his bayat is the called elect, whereby the power and the persona of his name supersedes all things. And the strength of his name is the assurance of Israel. For in that name we find the Yashak, the Savior of Israel. Yeshua is the Yashak, the Savior, the salvation for the whole house of Israel. It is one thing that the enemy has done very tactical, in a way that we have been duped and deceived. He has raised up men, and they seem as though that they are men of light, that they have the power of Almighty Yahweh, but they are deceivers, and they are men of destruction, to destroy the foundational principles of Almighty Yahweh. But in this hour he speaks unto Israel, that he will pour out his Ruah, not this superficial thing that we have learned in the ordained way of baptism, Pentecostalism, but he will pour out his Ruah among Israel. Those that are bonded, male, female, it makes no difference at all. And he will pour out the power of his Ruah, and we shall know what he has written and placed in the lev of Israel. And you will need no man to teach you the path of Almighty Yahweh, but the Ruah of Yahweh in you will teach you what he has already written and placed in your lev. It is time that Israel hears what Yahweh speaks unto her. And we must hear what he speaks unto us. And if we do not hear, we're going to be lost. And that is the truth. I do rock him for the shadows and types of the great things that shall manifest. And his Nikra today as we celebrate, it is a shadow of the great event that shall come to pass. Yeshua is the atonement, the kafar of Israel. He is the covering, the price paid in full, the propitiation. And not only does he bring us the covenant, the Brit Shadasa of Yah, the renewed covenant of power, but he also brings unto us the restored shalom of Yah, the strength, the comforting, the health, the purpose of Yahweh in the house of Israel. He brings us back to the fullness of the Garden of Eden. It's where Yah brings Israel when we hear what he speaks unto us. And what Yahweh speaks, he means what he says. So this occasion that we celebrate, it is not something that is frivolous. It is not to be taken unimportantly, but it's a very important event and time. We must hear what Yahweh speaks unto us. I do what, with all perseverance and diligence and desires, I want to teach in a way today that you may understand the little nuances of what Scripture says, the little things that we read, we omit, because we don't think that they are valid or important. But what Yahweh speaks unto Israel, it is important. And I want us to understand that. So I will somewhat take my time. As I pray today, I said to Yah, I certainly hope that I can do it like some of the other brothers, like the Deacon Horns, the Deacon Bennies, the Elder Weidman. Because when they teach, I find myself, from what they teach and preach to us, I find myself finding many subjects to preach on. Because the little nuances that are brought out when they teach us and they speak to us, I find myself wanting to write down certain phrases that they use, because I understand the nuance or the importance of that little fragment that has been spoken that tends to elude us, that tends to pass us by. And we need to hear what Yahweh speaks unto us. He is speaking unto Israel.
He is speaking specifically unto his bayat, his house, whereby he is guarding by his spirit, his ruah. Yeshua stands in defense for the bayat of Yahweh. He stands to defend us because his dam, his blood, is sufficient for all of our transgressions, our failures. When we fall, we plead the dam, the blood of Yeshua. But there is one thing that I want to establish before I began this teaching today. And if I am wrong, please let me know. I don't want to die without the knowledge of His truth that He grants unto me to understand. And I want you to write the scriptures down. I want you to take them. And I want you to refresh your memory with them. And you judge this truth today and see whether it is of the bosom of Yahweh or it has come out of the bosom of a corrupt man. Man that is full of deception and lies, and he has contorted scripture to establish some vile corrupt doctrine or see if it's in the book. And if it's in the book, then it's of simplicity. I want to begin here and I want to establish one thing. And I will establish this in two verses of scripture before I proceed in the teaching today. It says in Matthew chapter 4. Now we understand here in this trial, it was a great affliction that Yahad brought Yeshua unto. He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. It was a call fast, or the affliction of the body that Yahweh called upon Yeshua. And in the midst of that, he was buffeted or tried by the powers of hell, as Yisrael is today. For he is the body of Yisrael. And we see where the tempter Shaitan came unto him to try him. And he began to speak words unto him of seduction. But he would not give in to that, because he had a strength and a power that he had given and delivered unto Israel. There's only one verse I want to read. He says in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He said unto the tempter, but he answered and said, it was said. He expressed what was written, and he answered and he said, it is written. Now do we understand that, brothers and sisters? Yahweh takes time to write. It is of great value and great importance. Has he not written the Torah in the love of Yisrael? Has he not scribed it in the heart of Yisrael? So Yahshua says it is written. It is not a spoken word. It is not something that has been spoken by the Nabi and they have interpreted it of their own accord. But he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by, is that every or some? Is the word every, that's all inclusive? It means the whole of the part or the part of the whole. It means the whole of that part. So he declares unto Shaitan that the strength of man is not by what is presently seen, but that he lives by every word that proceed out of the mouth of who? Yahweh. Of Yahweh. Now I want you to hear that, brothers and sisters. We have had charlatans. Men have participated in activities because they were ignorant. And I can testify, I was one that was ignorant. When the power of the light began to shine from Hashemayim, then the revelation of His truth began to be revealed in a living way. Not just in a letter or a word way, but a living way. So He declares that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that is spoken out of the mouth of Almighty Yahweh, we shall live by it. Now, he did not say we should live by some of the words or a partial partial choosing of the words, but he said, every word we shall live by. He did not speak anything that was not written. It says in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 3. It says in Devarim, chapter 8, Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3. I simply want to read one verse. We understand when Yah dealt with Moshe here to give commands unto Israel. And they said that they would declare, they would obey everything that Yah says. Moshe declares in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. He says, and Yahweh, he humbled you. And that is what this day of atonement is. It is one to afflict, to humble us, to really be appreciative for what the living word has done for us. It is an occasion of celebratory events. It is a time of awe that we look at the word of Yahweh and we are all struck by what he has done. So what Yahweh has done, he has humbled us and he has suffered us to hunger even this day, that our bodies will hunger. And even in our daily walk, how we hunger, he has suffered that. He has permitted it for a purpose. And feed you with matter. He is feeding us today with the living words. And that is what Yahweh shall feed us today, with the living words that is written, that is spoken from his bosom. And it is not some dictator, some man, which thou knewest not, neither did our fathers know the power of Yahweh's truth. For Abraham and Moshe and the men, they seen the great demonstrations of Almighty Yahweh. They walked in Emunah, the faith of Yah. But there is nothing like what he has done for this generation, that without us they can never be complete. So he has granted unto us something that is of allness, of a great magnitude. And because of our unwillingness to hear what Yahweh says, we will never understand the power and the dynamics of his truth. He said, even your avant did not know, that he might make you to know that man does not live by bread only. He said, even though I gave you manna, it is more to me than bread. He said, man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of Yahweh doth man live. Now that is what the word of Yahweh declares. Does it declare that? That we should live by every word. Brothers, turn up on these air conditions a little bit. It's a little warm to me. That man should live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. Is that established? Did Yahshua try to annul that? But he declared that we shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. Did he not? Then how is it that we believe that we can live by some of those things that we like, and the things that we dislike, they are not applicable to us? He declared that we shall live by every word of that proceed, that comes out of the bosom of Yahweh. Now we know that Yahshua is the living word of Yahweh. He is the word of Yahweh that was made flesh. He is Yahweh, the power of Yahweh in a living truth. You must understand that Abraham, the power of the living truth, was not like it is today. He gave Moshe a tablet of stones written on the front and the back. He has put something in the inward parts of man that would destroy the stony heart and give us a heart, a love that is pliable, that he can speak to. You can't speak to a stone. You speak to a rock. A rock will not respond. When we are cold and segregated, we are stony. Our love is stony. Our expression is stony. You cannot speak to that. But I want to reemphasize that we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. Joshua declared, "Think not that I've come to destroy the Nabi or the Torah of Yah. I've come to fulfill it. I come to manifest the power of that truth, to make it known unto Israel. You did it, and you ran, but you did not run well with it. You act on perception and letters, here a little and there a little, and you had to do that because of your own wickedness. But I declare unto you the whole counsel, the whole state of bread, the whole loaf, I am that living bread. And every word that Yah speaks unto us, it is a word of life. When He speaks death unto us, it is a word of life for Israel. And so every word that He commands us, we must live by it. It is either that what Joshua said, he is one of the most deceivable persons there is, and Moshe in the same boat, of what they said, it is the full truth of Almighty Yahweh. I declare unto you, this is the full truth of Yahweh. We live by every word that comes out of the mouth, the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. And there are things that Yahweh spoke unto Israel, that He intended that nothing should and would escape. He spoke unto them the order of certain things, and He intended for that to be everlasting. And when something is forever, it is limitless. It is a continuous thing. And Shaitan has done a magnificent job to raise up men that appear to be Sadiq, that appear to have the oracles of Yah, because they speak eloquently. They have oratorical skills. They master the grammar of whatever nation that they speak in. Yahweh says, I have chosen those that are least esteemed. Those that have nothing to offer. They possess no qualities. They have nothing that is essential. And I shall pour out my Ruah in him, and he shall declare unto you the whole counsel of Almighty Yahweh. So I want to establish that man must. Is that written in the Torah, Devarim? It is also written in the Brit Shadassah. And the Brit Shadassah is the renewed power of the living word of Yahweh, that He has covenant with Israel. So it is in the book. He gave us this word that we shall live by every word. Spoken proceedeth out of the mouth, the bosom of Yah. And what Yahshua said unto Shaitan, the powers of the world that be, that the power of our assurance and the strength of Israel, it is not in the things that we perceive or our optical vision, but it's in what Yahweh has spoken and written, because I am the living power of that, and I have all the living attributes of the word of Almighty Yahweh. I am perfect in entire, for there is no sin in me at all, and you will find no guile, no corruption in the word of Yahweh. Man has done something corrupt when he began to move his mind away from those things that were truthful and lawful to do. And he went about to establish his own righteousness. Now I read that I may move forward, alright? Because Yahshua is our kafar. He is our atonement. And I bless Yahweh for the atonement of our sins. He is the one that purges us. He is the one that has made reconciliation for Israel unto Almighty Yahweh. He is the one that covers our sins and all of our corruption. He is the covering of Israel. He is the one that is our propitiation. He is the cleanser of all of our transgressions and all of our sins. He disannul all of our sins, all of our acts of disobedience. It is by the power of that atonement, that kafar, that disannul all of our acts of disobedience. And above all that, He pardons us He is the pardon of all of our transgressions and all of our sins. He is the living Word of Almighty Yahweh. He is not this mythical thing that they teach in the whole houses, but He is the living Word of Yahweh. That's what He is. He is the Word made flesh, and the power of the truth was made flesh. You cannot add to that. You don't try to reason with that. You don't have to explain that. It's simple, it's said, and it's stated in the book. And the Word of Yahweh was made flesh. Nothing to be added. Nothing to take away from it. Is every word of Yahweh pure? Was Yahshua the living Word? Was He pure? Was Yahshua tried? Has the Word of Yahweh been tried as silver 7 times in the fire? And no dross to be found in Him? And Yahshua was tried by the ultimate forces of hell. And there was no guile in Him. None whatsoever. When they tried to command Him to speak, Pilate, He would not speak because there was nothing of vile order or filthiness in Him at all. And what the Word of Yahweh speak, you cannot find any vileness in it. You cannot find any guile. You cannot find any misconceptions. You cannot find lies. You find truth. You find nothing but He meant truth. The reason we don't understand, because of our own rebelliousness, and Yah has given unto us what our hearts desired. We did not desire to walk in the plainness and the forthrightness of His truth. So He placed over us, like He did Israel, Saul, a king that was corrupt and that was vile, whereby they did not want Him to rule. And because we, Israel, have not allowed what He has written in our lives to rule, we have gone about with perceptions that are based upon deceptions, and we have allowed that to rule in our minds, and we have gone astray from the power of Almighty Yahweh. And so that's why He must suffer us to suffer and hunger. He must suffer us to famine. And the famine is one of the hearing of the Word of Yahweh. So Yahshua is our kafar. He is our covering. He is the one that calls us under the umbrella of Almighty Yah. And that is what this day, it has more than some metaphoric meaning. It has a tremendous implication on the house of Israel. I want you to turn to Vayera, Leviticus. Hallelujah. Chapter 23. And verse 26, I would have began reading. Did I not just read to us in Matitiyah that Yahshua declared that we must live by every word that comes forth out of Yahweh? Did the word of Yahweh declare that? Did not Moshe say unto Israel, Yah brought you out of Mitzrayim? He suffered you to hunger. He suffered you to go through great afflictions and trials. That you should understand that you do not live by the bread that comes from Hashemayim alone, but you live by every word that comes from Yahweh. So when I speak unto you the Torah of life, you must live by it. The statutes of Yahweh, they're life unto Israel. They're not based upon do's and don'ts. They're based upon us prevailing against an evil, demise spirit of this hour that we're in. So we prevail when we obey the power of His truth. It's one thing that obedience brings unto anyone. I don't care what the act, I don't care if it's a natural carnal man. It produces a purity in one when one obeys. We are in a generation that's very rebellious. We're in a generation that when they hear the truth, they harden their left. When they see the simplicity of Yahweh's truth, their hearts are hard against Him, and they become segregated against Yahweh. But He declares that we shall live by every word that Yah speaks to us. I want to read something that Yahweh spoke unto Israel. Well, Pastor Roberts, it is for a dispensational time. It is not. He says unto Israel in Vayera in Leviticus 23:26. It says, and Yahweh spoke to Moshe saying. So it is established as who is speaking, isn't it? This is not Moshe speaking. What I speak to you today, it is not David Roberts. It is not Benny Hanicott. It is not Cliff Martin. It is not Sean.
But it is what Yahweh speaks. And Yahweh spoke unto Moshe, and he said to him, also Moshe, on the 10th day of the 7th month, he declared the precise time. He is talking about the month of Tishri. He is not talking about September or December or October, but he's talking about the month according to his time. Not according to man's time, but according to Yahweh's time. And he placed the moon to govern the months and to let us know the beginning of the month and when the end of the month is. He said, I want you in the 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement, Kippur. It shall be a time of purging, whereby you shall be covered, you shall be sprinkled. That is what Yahweh said unto Moshe. He said also, on the 10th day of this 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a mikra kadosh. It shall be a set apart convocation to you. And you shall afflict on her, you shall chasten. And that is what a fast is. It is to chasten your own lust and your own uncontrollable desires. He say, and you shall afflict your being, your soul, and offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. You shall come before him with gladness, and there shall be a fire burning down in your inward parts. Like Jeremiah said, when you understand the beauty of this Mikra, it is the word of Yah, because his word is a fire. The word of Yahweh is a fire, is it not? Is it not written in you, Yisrael? And because it is written in you, when you read what is spoken by Yahweh, what comes from him, it caused that which is alive in you to be ignited like a fire, and it burns down in your inward parts. And so it's not a hard-pressed thing to lift up your hands to praise him and to worship Yahweh, but it's a delight, for the fire of his word burns in you, and you offer unto Yahweh an offering made by the fire that has been kindled in your inward parts. He has not spoken unto Israel some of the pacifist words. The words he speaks unto us are strong. The word of Yah is powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts, it separates, it divides. That's what the word of Yahweh is. He also says in verse 28, and you shall do no work. You shall do no servile work in that same day. For it is a day of Kippur. It is a day of atonement. To make an atonement, a kafar, for you before Yahweh, your Abba. For any person, any being, anyone that shall not be afflicted in that same day, anyone that will not fast and do it sadiqahly, that will not fast according to the commands of Yahweh, he shall be cut off from among his people. One that is not willing to obey all, Yahweh says, I'm going to cut him off. Did he lie? Is the word of Yahweh everlasting? Does it change? It never changes. Yahshua will never change. The word of Yahweh never changes. He said, that one is going to be cut off. We can't take it lightly. Is this written? Is this written in the book you have? So Yahweh, he is telling the truth or a lie? He's telling the truth. He said, he shall be cut off from among the people. He shall not have fellowship with the people of Yah. And whatsoever soul it be that does any work in that same day, the same soul, he says, will Moshe or will I? Will who? You can take it any way you want to. Yahweh say, I will destroy, I will abide from among the people. He say, I will blot that one out. I will cause that one to vanish. And that abide means I will cause them to go astray. They will begin to follow strange doctrines and strange ways. Every word that Yahweh speaks, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word Did I say that? Did the word of Yah say that in the beginning? He shall live by every word of Yahweh. So he said, the man that labors on that day, and the man does not take this to love, to heart. He said, I will destroy, I will all bad that man. I will cause him to go astray. I will cause him to vanish. I will cause life to be dissipated out of that man. He shall have nothing in him at all. I shall cause him to be loose. He is not bound to be anymore. He's loose. He's free to do whatever he wants to. This is Yahweh talking. We are a people that's unlearned. And we get offended because there are those that have the ability to cipher, as my grandmother would say, things, to understand the nuances or the small things of the whole. I rather understand the small nuances of the whole than understand the things of great magnitude. It is the small things that brings up, that builds the strength. You cannot build a building without doing the small things first. You think you can leave that piece of wood there in the center? You cannot. Because it was rot. It will create, it will cause termites and things to come in the midst. So it's the small things. It's the things of preparation that make us strong to carry the load of the mightier things. For the word of Yahweh is mighty. And we must do the small things right first. We must be in line with the small things. And the small thing began with every, not some, not the whole. You must begin the every, the beginning, the better sight of what Yahweh is speaking unto us. And the purpose of all things that He commands us. There's a purpose in everything He commands us. It is His purpose. It is Yahweh's purpose. And because we have no love affair with the word of Yahweh, we don't study the word of Yahweh, and we're easily seduced and tricked, and we're easily brought under the yoke of this corrupt type of teaching today that caused us to live by none of the words of Yahweh. He means what he says. You that are parents, when you told your child, you say, boy, if you don't stop that, I will bust your heart. You meant every word. And you meant for the child to obey every word, did you not? You meant for the child to obey every word. Yahweh is not this little mystical thing that the world has painted him to be. He is almighty, brothers and sisters. There's none other like him. And when he speaks, he means what he says. You know, in the days of the 30s and 40s, when an avot, a father, spoke to his son, Even if the daddy was 50 years old, the son was 35. He knew that his daddy's words were strength and power. And his strength was to listen to what his daddy said. And our strength is to listen to what our Abba says. That's why we are initiated. We are not strong because we don't hear what he says. And even at 35 years old, the daddy could stand that tall. The son could stand 6'5", 275 pounds. But when that daddy spoke, that son gave his ears to hear. So when our boss speaks, you better give your ear to hear what he says. Did he speak unto Moshe? He spoke, did he not? And he gave him command, he gave him order as precisely what to do. That has not changed. That has not been disannulled. It has not, brothers and sisters. I don't care what the damnable Baptists and the Methodists and the Pentecostals teach. It has not been changed. Was the word that Yah spoke unto Moshe pure? So the word that Yahshua speaks unto us, it is pure. It is the same word. He speaks out of the same scroll that Yah gave unto Moshe. Nothing has been changed. It is the corruption of man that has sought to change time, change the word, change dates, to confuse the mind of man, to cause us to go astray. But Yah wants us to live by every word. Yahshua, he reinforced that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of Yah. Now, what words had proceed out of the mouth of Yah? It was the Torah. It was the words of the Nabis. It was the historical events that had taken place in Israel. There was no book of Yochanan. There was no Gilead. It was only the Torah, the Tanakh.
He meant what he said. That book was not dissolved. So this is in the Torah, is it not? This is in the Wehira. Is this not the Torah? Show us the Torah. So I speak to you what the Torah says. He says, if any man does any work on that same day, his soul shall be destroyed. We can take it lightly. We can say, well, Yahweh knows our left. He knows you're corrupt and wicked. He knows you're vile. It's something that we fear man more than we fear Yahweh. Fear not him that can kill you, your body, but fear him that can destroy your body and your full being and cast you into hell. I will fear Yah, I will not fear what man can do unto me. And this is the generation that fears man, because it's under the control and the government of a spirit of satanic power. Sure it is, brothers and sisters. Yisrael, we under the dominion of the Brit Jadasa of Yah. We walk in the covenant of renewed life. And that's what the covenant of Yahshua brings unto us. The renewed life and the power of life in the Torah. So it's not something we do with great burden to do this. It is a great delight to understand the purpose of this atonement and this time that Yah set aside, that will always remind us, it will be a memorial in us, that the kindness and the mercies and the long sufferings of Almighty Yahweh will not be forgotten. They will not erode out of our minds. But every year, this time of the year, there is a celebratory event to acknowledge that it was Yahweh. And He brought us out of Mizraim. And at the bondage of Egypt, He set us on the straight path that leads to His bosom. No stumbling blocks there. No wayward ways, no twists or turns. But it is straight and narrow. And this path leads to Yahweh's bosom. Hallelujah. He said, the one that works on that day, I say to my brothers here, I say it this way. You can get offended. To hell with money. I want the brothers to obey Yahweh. I don't care about no dollars. I want us to obey Yah. I don't care about us making money. I want us to make His truth alive in us. I don't care about having money. We have bread to eat. And man lives by more than just bread. We have the living word that will sustain us. Hallelujah. I don't care about those things. I care about the truth and us walking in the light of the truth. That we are free from the bondage of the world, from the dictates and the mandates of the world. We are free. That's what I care about. I don't care about raising no money. Never have. I don't care about living a sumptuous life. I live a very pleasant, a very robust life. I have all that a man could desire. Bed to lay my head in. And I have bread to eat after this kafar today. What more can I ask for? I have the ability to walk in my health. It's all I know. It is well. I shall not complain. Even if I had aches and pains, I will not complain. For this is the day that Yah granted unto me, that I may set all things in order before Him. You say, one that will not do that, I will cause them to be destroyed or bad. They will be blotted out. I will cause them to be moved away. I will cause them to vanish. I will cause them to go astray from Almighty Yahweh. Now, do you understand this? Who's speaking this? Is this Moshe? Yeah. This is Yah, and he's not speaking like a coward. He said, I'm telling you, fool. You can take it lightly all you want to, jackass. But this is what I tell you. You can say it has no measure. I tell you what, try me. He is sharp here, is he not? Is he not? Is he not forthright? Is he not precise? He is not playing around. What he says to us, you will take the atonement of Yahshua in the same fashion. He means what he says. He says, you try me, and I will blot you out. I will cast you out. This is Yah, brothers and sisters. You see, this is the generation that's doing away with hell and the torment of Yah, but they're full of lies. I can show you a preponderance of evidence in Scripture that is there. They're not going to be annihilated and just burned up in ashes, and that's the end of them. Not so. I've got too much Scripture proof to show you that. I'm going to preach on that one day soon too. Y'all just pray that Yah gives me the wisdom to speak it. I want you to understand the full counsel. Yah doesn't bring us under bondage, brothers and sisters. Where the Ru'ah of Yah is, there's liberty. He brings liberty to Israel. The world is bondage. Christianity is bondage. The religious ways. Folks under bondage, what? Under house payments, car payments, land payments, and all that's bondage. I don't care what they say. Credit card payment, school payment. That's not Yahweh. Food payment. You see how they have slithered in. Do you understand the last 3 months food has gone up at least 30%? And you don't even realize that. They slithered in on you. It's almost the same. You put a frog in hot water, it'll jump out. But you put the frog in the pan and just began to warm the water up. They will never know that the water is hot. And they will boil themselves to death. And that's what the world is doing. It has you under great derision and oppression. Yahweh did not come to oppress us. But the Ruah Yahweh is, there's liberty. If there's Ruah is in your life, there's liberty to obey Him. There's a love to obey Him. You're not oppressed. You're oppressed because the world, you got the seed of the world in you. I'm not oppressed. I'm not depressed. I'm not suppressed today. I am not. I'm free. I have great liberty in my inward parts. I'm not bound. I broke as maggot stone, but I'm not bound. Never been at all. So this is Yahweh. This is Yahweh making this statement. This is not Moshe. This is Yah. He said, you can take it lightly all you want to, jackass. But I will show you who's the master. And if you're a decent jackass, you will know the master's crib, will you not? You will know where you get your bread from. The jackass knows his master's crib. And the jackass knows where to go get corn when he's hungry. We're like a wild ass. We don't know our master. Because we don't hear what he says. Well, I don't believe that Yahweh spoke it. He meant what he said. Well, that was for them then. Well, let me read on. He said, you shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statue. It shall be a hookah. A hookah. A hookah. Hookah. K-H-O-O-K hyphen H-A-W. That's what it should be. It shall be a discipline from you. It shall be a regulation for you. That's what Yahweh says. It shall be what regulates you. It shall be a regulation for you for how long? How long? How long? And forever is a time that is limitless. It is a continuous span. You can say what you want to. I want to ask you a question. How long are we going to be in the kingdom of Yah? For so many years or forever? That's what he means, that, doesn't he? You can take this any way you want to. And say that was just for them. You're a liar. He said it shall be a hookah. It shall be a statute. It shall be a regulation, not for 10 years, not as long as you're in the wilderness. He says, but forever. A limitless time, continuously, without any interruption. He said, throughout your generations and all your dwellings. And he says unto us, and it shall be a Shabbat, Shabbaton, and you shall afflict your being in the ninth day. He told us when to start afflicting ourselves. When to start fasting. He said, in the ninth day of Tishri, when? At noontime? At 3 p.m. At 10 a.m. He said, at the evening, from evening to when? To evening. So shall you Shabbat or celebrate your Shabbat. Now that's what he said. It's either that these words, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Every word that I read to you, it came from the bosom of Yahweh. It was spoken unto Moshe. These were not words that Moshe had interpreted as to what Yahweh said, but it was Yahweh speaking directly as the mandates and the commands of his house. It means what he says, brother. What's hard about that? Nothing difficult, is it? He said, I want this to be a Shabbat and Shabbaton. And Shabbaton, a time of rest. I want you to rest. I want you to rest your mind from the world. Rest your mind from bills. Let it be a celebratory time. Celebrate Yahshua. Celebrate the power of Yahshua. Torah me for Yahshua. Worship me for your Yahshua. We don't do that.
We set aside, we can remember the hellish son's birthday, the wicked Jezebel daughter, the old corrupt grandmammy, the mammy. We will throw all kinds of occasion for them. But Yahweh said, this is a Shabbaton. And folks will take off from work for that. They will take off from work to celebrate granny's old birthday. They will save for weeks and months to celebrate some corrupt thing. Will they not? And Yahweh says, all I want you to do, you don't have to dress up in no fine clothing. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about eating that day. I want you to just afflict yourself. I want you not to labor. I don't want you, the enemy, to give you any excuse to say, I've worked all day, so I'm hungry, so I must eat. He said, from evening up to the next evening, I want you to celebrate the power of what I'm working in you. I do something in you by your obedience that you don't even understand. And the world wants you to disobey. But I say and I speak, and Yah is not going to allow those little simple, beautiful kid oceans there at Newport News for the enemy to overpower them. He is not going to subject them up to the hands of Shaitan. He is not. Be of great strength, Brother Sean. Everything is well. Don't worry about one thing. He's not going to subject that. So he said, everything that I say, you do that. Don't question me. Just do it. Do what I command you. Don't work on that day. It's not a difficult task, is it? He said, prepare your mind for it. Make sure that nothing interfere with that. He said, but I'm warning you, if you don't do it. The reason that this time is so valuable to you is that the atonement, Yahshua is our kafar. He is the kippur. He is our kafar. The kafar is our covering. He is our covering. He is the one that has rescued us. He said, if for you to take him lightly, I will kill you to hell, man. That's what he says. He said, for you to take this atonement, and especially you, when this bread shabdasa is revealed unto you, and you take that lightly, I will cut you off in hell. You can be a fool all you want to. But I tell you what, I will cut you in the pieces of hell. He means it. This is not Moshe with this implication, but this is Yahweh. And it sounds like to me it's a form of a threat. You hear me? It sounds to me like a form of a threat, does it to you? It's almost like when I was a kid, we would say, draw the line, say, cross the line, I'll knock you out. And those that were tough, and you knew they were tough, you didn't cross the line. Those that you thought were bluffing you, you would cross a line. And you would know they were bluffing, they had nothing, they would draw another line, cross it. Yah has drawn the line in the words. Not in the sign, brothers and sisters. He has drawn the line in the word, it is written. Now, he said, now cross it. Cross it. We were ignorant, time passes, and Yah winked at us. And now he calls all men to have teshuvah, to repent of our wicked past, and it is atoned by the damn the blood of Yeshua. There is no other place, no other feast day whereby Yah speaks, and he said, you take it for lightly, all you want to, you damn fools. I said that way to express it in the most horrifying way, that we may get the fear of Yahweh. Not this trash that these whorehouses call fear. It means reverence. When Yah says he wants us to yira, he wants us to tremble at his presence. He wants us more than that. Oh, I reverence. Now he wants you to tremble. Isn't that amazing? Because I've worked jobs, and when the president, when the CEO or those that were in high positions of management, when they would come, everyone would check themselves out, wouldn't they? They'll make sure the areas, come on here, you hypocrites. Don't play with me. You would check out your station. You would make sure you're doing things, especially you that have worked in any kind of sustained employment. I have. You made sure that when the boss man came, your even your mindset was different. Your attitude, you may have came in raunchy. But when he walked in, the raunchiness dissipated, did it not? Hallelujah. You all can sit here in your hypocrisy all you want to. And thus far, if our state is something that was in error, you that have a witness that is wrong, declare it. This is Yahweh speaking. He said, I'm not playing with you. I'm going to rip you up. Yahweh is serious, brothers and sisters. And for us to take this atonement, this kafah of Yahshua lightly, we are fools. We ought to be excited. We ought to celebrate our HaMashiach. We ought to celebrate what he has done, the way he suffered for our sins. A worthless piece of people that has simply elected by Yahweh. He chose you. Not that you have done anything special. In all of our lives, we haven't done anything special. Not even a Jezebel like Oprah Winfrey. She hasn't done anything special, but God has gotten up there and talked. Who can do that? And the world promoted her. That's all they've done, promoted her. She was just the world chose a slave. And she just chalked it up because she talked. Not because she is pretty or prettier than any woman or more intelligent. It's not that. And we had nothing to offer here. And he only asked you for one thing. He asked us obedience and to offer unto him the offering of Tota. That we are thankful unto him. That he would even speak to us this way and tell us how long this shall endure, what we should do, and how we should carry it out. You should do no servile work. It should not be a time of activity and folly. It's a time where all Israel came to Jerusalem. There were those that made in the seventh month. They were there 2 weeks before the seventh month began. Because they wanted to be there for that period of time of the great sound of a shofar through the last great day. Because it was a metaphor. It was a sign of the fullness to come and the expression of Yahweh to be made known unto all men. That was what it's for. So men prepared themselves for months. Their families, their sons, their daughters, they had to walk. Some had to catch ships. But they made it to Jerusalem for the great Day of Atonement. And where the tribe of Levi would sprinkle the blood for atonement. So the blood is sprinkled here today. Hallelujah. That's Moshe. I want to show us something in the book. Hallelujah. Do you truly know how you're saved? How are you saved? Just ask yourself that question. How do you know you're saved? That's not what you think. It's what the scripture tells us. You're not saved because of what you say. Well, because he died. Not, that's not what scripture says. It tells us we're saved because we're saved because of the life of Yahshua. That's all right by me. We say because his life would have been, his death would have been nothing without the life. It has no power. None. I don't care what we think. Oh, because he died. No, honey, because he lived. Because he lived, we're saved. We're saved because of the life. It tells us that in the book. Hallelujah. Because he lived. Hallelujah. Because he lived. The Pastor Roberts. It has no relevance. Scripture says in Yeshaya, listen to this, Isaiah. It speaks of a profound prophecy of Yahshua, Isaiah 52. I would have begun reading in verse 13. And you need to read the 53rd chapter too. I give you things to study. And if you study these things, you will be more sound in doctrine. If you study what you hear from this Rostam, you will be sound in doctrine. You will have a more sure knowledge. I don't sit around when the brothers grant unto me when they're laboring. I don't sit there trying to find some carnal knowledge to exploit them and to show them how smart I am. I love the stroll, the book. I love studying. I want to see what Yah speaks to me, that we may convey that unto you. It says in Yeshaya, Isaiah 52 verse 13. It says, listen to this carefully. Behold, look now. My servant, my Evad, my servant, my most precious one, shall deal prudently. He will work a wise work. Did not Yahshua work a wise work? As he has not worked a wise work among us. This is the prophecy of Yahshua. He shall work a wise work. He shall be exalted. He shall be room. But what is room? He is lifted up. Look at what Yah says. He shall be exalted. He shall be Lassa, and he shall be very high. Who is near to Yah like Yahshua? He is near the throne. He is in the bosom of Yahweh. We're in the bosom of Yahshua. Did he not lift him up? Did he not lift him up and impale him on that stake For what reason? That we may see the exalted works of Almighty Yahweh, the word of Yahweh. It is exalted. It is a word that lifts us up and exalts us and esteems us. And so what Yah says to us here in Wehira is exalts us. In other words, the seed of Israel. And that we take great delight in doing it. He said he shall be exalted. And look at this verse 14. And many shall be astonished. Many shall be stupefied. They shall be astonished at him. His appearance was so marred. He was so disfigured. He was so beaten. They look at him and say, this? Listen to me. Don't get dreary eyed. They will look at him and say, this marred, disfigured thing more than any man, and his form more than the Son of Man. This disformed thing, this marred body, how can this be an atonement for me? How can this be the kafar for me? He says here, listen now, so shall Yeshua, that's all right, he shall sprinkle many nations. The blood atonement, the dam kafar. He shall sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouth at him. They will say, who is this? What is the power of this man? Pilate, who is this one? He shall sprinkle them. And we have come from every nation here today. Shall we have nations upon nations here? You've come out of different genealogy, but one seed. Nation, we come from here, from there. He shall sprinkle his blood today upon the nations. And those that think they have rule of themselves, they shall be confounded. But we have no rule. It is the rule of the court of Yah that rules us. It is not our will that rules us, but it is the will of Yahweh. Not my will, Yahweh, but your will be done. So our rule is not based upon our strength or our sufficiency, but is based upon what he says and what Yahweh speaks unto Israel. He shall sprinkle many nations, and the kings shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them shall they see. They're going to be astounded, and they're going to marvel at what the power of Yah is. And that which they had not heard, shall they consider. He says in verse 50, chapter 53, verse 1, listen to this. Who hath believed this report? Who hath believed what I've just read? I believe what I've just read. Who hath believed our report? And whom is the arm, the reveal? Whom is the arm of Yahweh, Galah, uncovered? Whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed to? Yeshua is the right hand of Yah, isn't he? For whom is this Hamashiach revealed unto? Have you believed this report today? Have you believed what is written in the book? It is reported from Yahweh, and I'm just reporting what he has already written and what he has said. Who has believed it? I believe the report, Yah. I believe what you say. I believe the report. I believe the account. I believe all you just declared, Yahweh. Who shall believe this report? Who shall declare him? Hallelujah. I believe the report. Has Yahshua, the right arm of Yah, been revealed unto you? Has Yahshua been made known unto you? Has the power of this humble Shiach been uncovered unto you? This world he has not been uncovered unto. He's speaking to Israel, brothers and sisters. He's going to save his house. And you're gonna be saved by the whole stay of bread. You're not gonna pick and choose what you want on this pallet. You're gonna have to eat off the table of Yahweh. You're not gonna say, I'm not gonna keep the Shabbat. You're not gonna go out there and work on the feast days of Yah. You're not gonna disallow the feast days of Yah. You're not gonna go about your own way doing your thing on the feast days of Yah. In hell, you're gonna lift up your eyes. There are children that their parents cut them out of their wheels when they disobey them, don't they? They say, I don't want you to marry that girl. He marries her. Dad said, you cut out. And they may try to contest it. You can't contest this will here. I'll show you in the book. You cannot contest it. Hallelujah. You know why? Because it's sealed. By the dam, the sprinkling of the blood of Yeshua. So sprinkle that blood today, Yah. Hallelujah. Don't need no goat blood sprinkler. Hallelujah. Don't need that. I want the blood, the sprinkling of the blood of Yeshua. You that rule your own will, it confounds you. But to me, it is the sure hope of my Abba. And I take great delight in that. So the sprinkling of the blood, it has not been this now. For scripture tells me in Shemoth, Leviticus chapter 24, verse 21. Chapter 24, verse 1, Leviticus. In Shemoth, it says, and the word of Yahweh said to Moshe, is this Yahweh? That's what it says, the word of Yahweh spoke. Is Yahshua the word of Yahweh? Is Yahshua the word of Yahweh? Did he speak to us in the beginning of this message? Did he not tell us that we shall live by bread, not bread only, but by every word that is written that proceeds from Yah? All right, then, it's established then. So the word of Yahweh spoke unto Moshe, come up to Yahweh, you, Aharon, Nadab, Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel, and I want you to worship afar off. I want you to get away, and I want you all to come up unto me, that this is Yahweh. And Moshe alone shall come near to Yahweh. He said, you elders, you men of the tabernacle, I want you to walk with Moshe and separate yourselves from the people. And when you get to the certain place I want you to stand still. And you wait there. And I want you, Moshe, to come on, because I have things that I must instruct you. I do not want it to be heard by many ears, because the witness is what's in you and what I say. Because there will come confusion, because one elder will say, well, it means that. The other will say, well, hold up now, my brother. I believe he meant that. He said, Moshe, when I speak to you, you will know that it is emphatically what I command. He said, and they shall not come near, neither shall the people go up with you, Moshe. And Moshe came and told the people some of the words. Kol. Is that what it says? Come on, be more responsive. Did it say all the words? Or some of the words? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by kol, every word. Told him all the words of Yahweh, and all the mishpatim, the judgment. And all the people answered with one voice and said, some of the words. All the words which Yahweh had said, we will what? So when I read that in the beginning in Wayira, is that all the word of Yahweh? Sure it is all the word for you. Shall we do that? We must do it. We have to. We must do all that he instructs us. All the words that you command us, Yah, we will do. And Moshe, he spoke. And Moshe, verse 4, and Moshe spoke all the words. We're a dismal people. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that is what? Written. And Moshe wrote some of the words. He wrote every word of Yahweh, and rose up early in the morning, and he built an altar under the hill, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men to the children of Israel, which offer burnt offerings and sacrifice shalom offerings of oxen to Yahweh. And Moshe took half the blood of the dam, and he put it in a basin. And half of the dam he sprinkled the altar. Hallelujah. And he took the scroll of the Brit Covenant, or the Brit of Yah, and he read in the audience of the people, and they said, all that Yahweh has said, will we do and obey. Obedience. You all don't understand the strength of that. Listen to the message that Deacon Horn spoke on the obedience of Yahweh. For it shall enrich you and bless you to understand the power of obedience. They said, not only will we do, we will receive all that Yahweh commands us, we will do, and we will be obedient unto Yahweh. So Yah tells us here, for this kafar, this atonement, we must obey what he tells us to do and do it the way he commands us. verse 8. Now we know, brothers and sisters, the scroll who is in the volume of the book. Don't we know that? Yahshua declares in Tehillim, he says, then said I, lo, behold, I come in the volume of this scroll. So is the volume about Yahshua? Sure it is, my brothers and sisters. Come on, we don't have confidence in what you've been taught and what you read. Yahshua come in the volume of this scroll. And Moshe took the dam, the blood. I love this, yeah. And he nasah, he sprinkled it on the people. And said, behold, the dam, the blood of the Brit, which Yahweh has made with you concerning these words. It is one thing that the dam of Yahshua, the blood of Yahshua does. It seals us unto Yahweh. And what that blood did, it sealed the power of the Torah truth among Israel. And his blood seals the atonement actions for Israel. That's why we need to understand the power and the purpose of this time and the season that we're in. It is valid and it is important. It is not something to be taken lightly. So he took the dam. Man, can you imagine that? He sprinkled that on the people. I believe when Moshe sprinkled the blood, that it went for miles. Hallelujah. I believe that. He'd have been there for days sprinkling the folks that they all had came. 5 million people, children and all. I believe when he took that and dipped that hyssop in that blood, and he, the one that was so half a mile away, the blood. You see, the things of Yahweh, they're not genuine to us. And that's why we don't offer the sacrifice with fire. For his word doesn't burn in us. It doesn't cause us a delight. It doesn't cause us to rejoice. But they rejoice that day. I rejoice in Mahamashiach. I rejoice in Yah. It brings me to this noonday time of the eve of this great festivity that he has elected me to be a part of. And I shall walk in it. I don't care who turn. I don't care who will not walk in it. Yah said, I will cut them off. I will move them away from you. You that will not obey Yah will move you away. That's the bottom line. And I have no problem with that. I delight in Yahweh doing what he said he would do. Because if he doesn't do it, he's a liar. And I know by his immutability, Yahweh cannot lie. He cannot lie. We can take it lightly. You don't have to make it serious. You can take it lightly all you want to. It is to your own demise and your own destruction. If you think that he's a liar, you believe he's a liar because you don't believe what he says. It's almost like a boss man telling you on the job, you got one more day to be late and you're fired. You will move with all speed. You will get up 2 hours early. Yes, you will. He tells you one more infraction, you're fired. You got two, you got a whole year in order for that to be cleared of your record. You will find men that need to be at work at 7, they're up at 5. The job is 20 minutes away, they leave it at 6. Even when they're sick, they're pressing. Yes, that's my atonement. I have restored unto Israel the health and the wealth and the fullness of life, the strength of life, the assurance of life, for the power of life is in the word of Yahweh. The words that Yahshua spoke unto us, they were Ruah, they were life. That's where you're going to find life, not in what the world offers. So Yahweh tells you something that's going to produce life in you. It's going to produce everlasting life. And for us to say that it is no value, we are fools. We're like the foolish Galushia. Oh, foolish Galushia, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? That you should, who have bewitched you? Who have bewitched you? That you should not obey the truth. Not only will we do what Yahweh says, we will obey it. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish this today. Whether you're patient or not. There's someone out there, listen. A brother wrote me the other day in his letter, my, what he said, the word. This is what it's going to take, preacher. My. And this is what it's going to take. You can scatter around and do your little scabooting all you want to. It is for your own destruction. In your own demise. Yahweh meets what he says. And when you rule, you're not gonna believe him. But when the Ruah of Yahweh rules, you will hear what he has to say. And you will obey. It is the blood of Yahshua. Yahweh has never changed His order or His way that He has introduced unto Israel His brits. His brit shadas, His covenant of life. Was it not the sprinkling of the blood of of the goats and the heifers? Was it not? Come on, brothers and sisters. Did not He take the blood to His son and sprinkle? It has not changed. It's in the book.